Pearl Harbor, FDR Leads the Nation into War, by Stephen M. Gillen, narrated by John Pruden. Copyright 2011 by Stephen M. Gillen. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Basic Books, a member of Perseus Books Group, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Preface. President Franklin D. Roosevelt learned of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor at 1:47 p.m. on December 7, 1941. By that time the following day, FDR had finished delivering his war message to a joint session of Congress. It is hard to think of any other 24-hour period that so radically transformed America and its role in the world. Japan's assault on a quiet Sunday morning transformed a precarious peace into a total war. In this incredibly short frame of time, one era ended and a new one began. Pearl Harbor was the defining event of the 20th century. It changed the global balance of power, set the stage for the Cold War, and allowed the United States to emerge as a global superpower. There is no shortage of books about Pearl Harbor or about Franklin Roosevelt, but there is surprisingly little written about how FDR responded in the hours immediately after the attack. The standard accounts of Pearl Harbor focus on the broad diplomatic, military, and political forces that conspired to produce the worst military failure in American history. They explain why the attack took place, trace the failure of American intelligence, and depict the nature of the carnage in Hawaii. But because they are painted on such a broad canvas,